Today we're visiting with Northwest Fisheries biologist Aaron Slominski. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome to the program, Aaron.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Aaron, we went into the winter very dry. How are things looking in the Northwest?
They're going to end up pretty dry again this spring. We entered the fall going into the extreme drought category up in the Northwest, and we're going to enter this spring the same thing, extreme drought category. We saw very little snow across the majority of this district. Some of the other counties, maybe farther east, Montreal, Burke County, saw a little bit more snow, but Divide, Williams, McKenzie County, nothing's really changed in the drought situation.
Okay, is that going to pose any issues with access?
A few lakes maybe, but more so than anything, it's just the concern of this ongoing drought for the water levels on some of these lakes. But
okay, how about winter kill lakes?
Yeah, we have a few lakes that are prone to winter kill a lot of years. A couple of those probably have winter killed this year. Clearwater Lake up in Montreal County, a little bit more snow up there. That one's probably suspected to be a winter kill lake.
Okay, but better than expected.
Yes.
Okay, let's move into fish populations. Let's talk walleyes in the Northwest.
Yes, some of the better walleye lakes historically are some of our smaller reservoirs, Blacktail Dam, Northgate Dam, kind of have some of the better walleye populations in the district. Bakalunin Dam and Epping-Streenberg Dam might be the other two options for walleye.
Okay, how about northern pike?
Lots of pike opportunities in the Northwest. If you're looking for a bigger pike, Trenton Lake, Blacktail Dam, and Smishick Lake have the opportunity for bigger pike, probably a 30-inch pike or bigger. A lot of other pike opportunities include the Little Muddy River right in Williston, Skirmal Lake.
How about panfish?
Some good panfish opportunities also. Smishick Lake and Northgate Dam are some of the better bluegill producers historically. Trenton Lake's been a really good crappie producer for several years now.
Okay, how about trout?
Lots of trout opportunities. The community fisheries get stocked every year. Watford City Pond, Stanley Pond, and Spring Lake Park right in Williston, they get stocked every year with trout. Other opportunities would be Cotteray Dam, McGregor Dam, Northgate Dam.
Okay, Aaron, you kind of oversee the paddlefish season as well. Any changes this year?
Paddlefish tags this year will be sold electronically. So just be prepared to purchase your tag online and expect it in the mail from here on into the future.
So don't think you're going to get the same day unless you visit the Bismarck, Dickinson, or Wilson offices.
Yes.
Monday through Friday.
Yes.
Okay. How's the water levels on the river up there?
Same thing with the extreme drought category. It's affecting the Missouri River Basin. We saw very little runoff last year. The mountain snowpack's not looking very good this year, so there's hardly going to be any local runoff, so we'll probably start the year with pretty low flows, and sometimes lower flows can equal kind of a faster paddlefish season.
Where would you send an angler, especially to shore fish in the Northwest?
Yes, lots of shore fishing opportunities. Most of the small reservoirs across the state are either owned by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, such as like McGregor Dam. Good shore fishing access around the entire lake pretty much. And some of the other reservoirs are either owned by the cities or the counties. So public access around majority of these lakes. For instance, like Tioga Dam, city owned around most of the reservoir, good ample shore fishing opportunities if someone wanted to go target pike right there.
Okay, so other than water levels, things in the Northwest look okay?
Yeah, if we could hopefully get some more precipitation this summer. The drought cycle, I guess, who knows how long it's going to last, but we are hoping for some more precipitation this year than we saw the last previous two years.
A lot of great information, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you.